Well, we start the action at Brno with a quick look back to the qualifying session when this huge crash for Toru Okawa flipped him over the top of his Honda 4-stroke. But fortunately, the Japanese rider escaped with bruising to the hip, and he is fit to start the Czech Grand Prix. The lights out then, and Max Biaggi starting from pole position for the 50th time in his career, and he's got a great start. Max Biaggi on the Yamaha. Good start for Valentino Rossi as well from the front row of the grid, but it's Carlos Checa who moves past Rossi into second place, and Biaggi leading the way. One of the West Honda Pons machines is up there in the front pack as well. But it's Max Biaggi leading the way from Valentino Rossi in second, Carlos Checa in third, and Daijiro Kato in fourth. Kato making his first appearance on the four-stroke Honda, and we have a crasher already. It's Shinya Nakano. Disaster for Shinya Nakano. He crashes out of the race on the first lap. Well, hugely disappointing that for Nakano. No disappointment so far for Carlos Checa. We're just looking at Carlos Checa there on the onboard camera. He's just been passed by Daijiro Kato, so perhaps some disappointment for him there. But Kato moves up into third place. As I say, making his first appearance on the four-stroke Honda this weekend, the 250cc world champion. And will he challenge Valentino Rossi for the rights to the Honda King? Well, on board with Valentino Rossi, and that's the view he's got at the moment of Daijiro Kato in third place. Meanwhile, Toru Okawa, who had that big crash in qualifying this weekend, he's got past Carlos Checa. He seems to be suffering no side effects from that. So we have now three Honda four-strokes in the top four. Max Biaggi still leading the way on that Yamaha, but then Rossi, Kato and Okawa follow behind. And closely behind Toru Okawa is Sete Gibernau, making excellent progress there on the Suzuki GSVR four-stroke machine as well. So can Sete Gibernau make some progress and get past Toru Okawa? We've got another faller, and that's Nobuatsu Aoki, the Japanese rider on the Proton. Premature end to the Czech Republic Grand Prix for Nobuatsu Aoki in a premature retirement by the looks of things there for John Hopkins, the American rider suffering some mechanical problems. Well, with seven laps to go, this is the fight for victory between Max Biaggi and Valentino Rossi, and it looks as though Valentino Rossi is in some sort of problems there. Difficult to see exactly what happened, but it looked as though something came off the back tyre of Rossi, and he's definitely gone wide there. Rossi is in trouble. Now Max Biaggi has cleared off at the front. Rossi has been passed by Daijiro Kato, and here we get a second look. And there you can see, it looks as though his back tyre just explodes. Chunks of rubber fly from the back tyre there. That's confirmed as Rossi's mechanics try desperately to change the back wheel. Rossi will return to action, but he will not return to the battle for victory here at Brno. That's going to be between Max Biaggi and Daijiro Kato. And look at the gap that Biaggi has over Kato. Well, there is Valentino Rossi. He's back in 18th position and absolutely no chance of making up the ground now to Max Biaggi. He's taken 8 wins out of 9 so far this season. It's not going to be 9 out of 10 because he's returning to the pits now. And Rossi is out of the Czech Republic Grand Prix. Well, here comes Max Biaggi on the way to his first victory of 2002. He's won 6 races here before, 4 in the 250 class, 2 in 500. And that's his first win of the season in the new 4-stroke MotoGP class. Daijiro Kato takes second place in his first ride on the Honda 4-stroke. And Toru Okawa completes the podium in third. Well, what a day for Max Biaggi. That's the first victory for Marlboro Yamaha in 2002. A first victory for Max Biaggi in 2002. And the two Honda 4-strokes have to make do with second and third. Daijiro Kato setting a new lap record to take second position and just his first outing on that bike. And Max Biaggi victorious for the first time this season. It's been a long time coming, but how he will celebrate.
Yeah, it is. It's a great victory here in Brno. It's one of the tracks that I love very much. And I can't say how much I'm satisfied. My satisfaction is very high. And I want to congratulate also the team, work very hard. And still motivation with me is very high, even if next year I'm leaving. So this victory means a lot for me. And I'm very happy. The race was very tough. For all race, I was just plus zero of Rossi and Kato. And I know every little mistake, they're going to overtake me. So I tried to stay cool and I'm riding very clear. So I saved the rear tire by the end when the tires start to slide a lot. Still, I have some, you know, so I was able to push in. And I feel very comfortable. And this race is unbelievable. So I want to congratulate also the hero for his debut with the 500 with the four stroke, and thanks.